So, I'm going to be about top line. Kigon avimi bivi ki mitzvos kibud. So he says, avimi, my son, was matayim the mitzvah of kibud avim. Chamisha b'nei samchi havu l'avimi b'chayi aviv. He had five grown children. V'chi havu asu rabbi avau kari abava roed v'azol v'pasach lei. But he insisted on getting the door for his father himself. The Amar in Adamati Hasam. And he would say, Dad, I'm coming until he would come there. So Yom Achad Amar Lei Ashkian Maya. So he said it like a glass of water. Ada Osi until he came Nimnim. His father fell asleep. So Gochin Kayale Ad Iter. So he literally stood there until his father awoke. So while he was there, he was able to come up with a very big Chiddush Torah, the Mizmor Tehillim, the Mizmor La'asaf. This is the 79th Mizmor. So if you take a look at Rashi, we'll take a look at Rashi and Yistayim Milsa, and then we'll see Tosos. So Rashi says, "Be'odo gachin lefanav shehaven b'medrash mizmor echad shebesefer tehillim shelohayam maven bo kodem lachem l'darsha." Well, it's almost like the medrash is suggesting that as a schar for his kibud avim that Hashem allowed him to have this chiddush. Reish shvarshim shemikras alavadu darash mizmor la'asaf elohim bo gaim minachlasecha. Kino Lasaf Mibaile, it should have been Kino Lasaf. Why is it Mimor Lasaf? Vidarash Kach Shamar Asaf Shira Al Shakila Kadish Baracho Hamaso Beisim Babanim Shibbeso. Mitochach Hotir Plato be Israel. Shomalekach Lonishtair Misoni Israel Sarid Vipalit. Vicheno Merkila Hashem is Hamaso Vayatas Eish Bitzion. So the point is that. What was the Mizmor La'asaf? The pasuk says, Elohim, bo goyim b'nachlasecha, timu es heichal kachecha, samu es Yerushalayim li'iyim. They completely destroyed Yerushalayim. The goyim came into Nachla, so what's the Mizmor there? So the point is, it's better to destroy a building than it is to destroy the Jewish people. Right, so that's the first approach that Tosos quotes. But if you look towards the end of Tosos, okay, Ach Yesh Medrash, Tosos says, after he quotes the Pirish HaKuntras, She'asaf Amar Shira Al Shetavu Ba'oret She'areho, that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were submerged into the ground. Mashal Shivcha She'achal Lishov Maya Mina Ba'er. V'nafal chad ala be'er, and her pitcher fell into the well. V'aysa mitztara su bocha, ad shabasa shivcha samelech l'sho, v'yada kli shal zav. V'nafal oso kli sham, seizchila harishon ala shorer, v'amrad achshav, lo hayisi sivura, sheyotzi shum adam kadi, shu shal cheres. Who's going to waste their time getting my $2 kli cheres at the well, min ha be'er, shenu nachshav, achshav, mi sheyotzi oso shal zav, Yotzi kadimo, but if they're going to get some, navy diver to go down into the well because of the kli shel melech, so certainly they're going to get somebody to get my pitcher as well. So kach b'nei Korach, right? Mizmor Lasaf, one of the, b'nei Korach is, right? One of them was Asaf and Elkanah. So b'nei Korach shayu b'luim k'sharoi shetavu ba'aret shara mishira amro mishi yotzi asharim yotzi gamusanu. V'kach Amar Asaf Mizmor Shehu Mishvachas Korach. A very interesting idea. So the Balei Tosfos are suggesting that the Mizmor was, they realized if Kadosh Baruch Hu Tavu Ba'aretz Shareha, if the Beis Hamikdash was submerged into the ground, and it's not going to be forgotten. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Toveya El Bono Shel Beis Hamikdash, so he'll remember them as well. So you have kind of these opposite interpretations. I just want to make that heyara. The first one is, who cares about the building, right? It's the people that count. The second interpretation of the Medrash is, well, we would have been forgotten here, but the Beis HaMikdash, that has to be rebuilt. So, Gabi, one of the things that always interested me about this is, why did this idea occur specifically to Avimi when he was, Gachin, with the Mayim for, Rabbi Avoh. This is like the act of Kibud Avim. So I wanted to suggest the following idea. clearly the two interpretations are opposite from a certain standpoint. But what they have in common, right, is this idea of putting things in perspective. So what's the perspective? So the first perspective is, yeah, it was bad the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, but that enabled, you know, the Jewish people to survive. The second interpretation is, well, we're not celebrating the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, but it provides an opportunity. It provides an opportunity for the Bnei Korach, so to speak, to be remembered. Right? It's all about having a perspective that you otherwise wouldn't have. So I think that's really the deeper message of the Gemara. The whole point of the Gemara, when Rabbi Avoa says, "Kigon avimi bri ki mitzvas kibud," is that you would think that avimi, you know, like he was going over the top. He had five grown children. They could have gotten the door for their grandfather, and they definitely could have in the physical sense. Or, like, his father fell asleep, so he could put the glass of water down. You would think that this is, like, an unnecessary, maybe extreme manifestation of Kibud Av V'Em. And, you know, he's going a little bit too far. But that seems to be the exact point, is that actually Avimi's perspective was the correct perspective, that he didn't see it as, you know, sort of like a burden. But what's the whole point? That Avimi's conduct, mitchila ve'adsof, is that Kibud Av V'Em is this enormous opportunity. How could I, you know, mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucha, like, yeah, my kids do this for me, but I don't see this as a burden. Yeah, sure, I could put the glass of water down, but I'd rather wait here so that my father got it immediately. He's like this enormous perspective. Kibud Av V'Em, again, not as a burden, but as an opportunity. So I think that, right, perspective, right, okay, the Beis HaMikdash is like, you know, the loss of Beis HaMikdash is a tragedy, but you could actually appreciate that it provides, like the second day in Tosfos, a certain opportunity. Bnei Korach, right, could be retrieved. Or, you know, if you will, or the first day, the day of Rashi and the first day in Tosfos, that, yeah, the loss of the Beis HaMikdash is a terrible thing, but it gives the Jewish people an opportunity for, you know, a second chance. Their survival depends on it, right? So I think that the deeper message here is that Avimi sort of cracked the code of Kibud Av V'Em a little bit. Okay. So I'm really Rav Yaakov Bar Avuha Labai, Kigon Ana, Da'adi Asina Bibei Rav, Abba Madli Kasa V'Ima Mazgali, Hechi Avid. So he's a little uncomfortable. He would come home from yeshiva and his parents would sort of fawn over him. So Amale Me Imech Kibel, Me Avuch Lo Sekabel. Don't accept from your father the Kev of the Bar Toru, Chal Shadaite. Since your father is a big Talmud Chacha, maybe, you know, he's not going to appreciate it so much. So this is setting up an idea that we'll see Tosos formulate explicitly in the context of Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon Avale Hai Ima, she had trouble getting into bed on her own, so he was a human ladder. He would bend over and she would climb on him. So the ladder has to work in both directions. Everybody says the impressive thing is that, like, you know, he would get down and serve as the ladder. I think the impressive thing is that he was there. It means he had to hang around when she was, you know, going to wake up. So so he was like sort of proud of himself, and he said in the base of Medrash, so Adayin lohigata v'chatzi kibud, you haven't even reached half a point of kibud. Klum zarkar naki b'fanach aliyam v'lo hichli masa. Remember, we talked about that being the outer boundary on Thursday. Like, did she throw, you know, something of yours into the sea, and, you know, you didn't react? Okay, so if you take a look at Tosfos, he quotes the Yerushalmi. He says, Yesh Yerushalmi pamacha simid Rabbi Tarfon of the Pizmaki dita, she lost something, b'chatzera, v'yatzasa mimitatul v'aksha, so she got out of the bed, I guess in the middle of the night, she realized she lost it. V'sam Rabbi Tarfon yado tachas ragleha l'karka shelo tinatef ragleha, v'aysa doreses al yadav, that she was literally walking on his feet, on his hands. Right, maybe a little more impressive. Odi sab Yerushalmi dimir Rabbi Yishmal, kol shayte v'shayte davaasi Rabbi Yishmal b'be medusha, haitza rocheses es ragla v'haysha soses hamayim. It's a little bit of an odd thing. But she would wash his feet, and then she would drink the water. So he said, I don't want you to do this anymore, Mom. So she went to the base medrash and said, you know, my son, Rabbi Yishmael, you know, isn't a mechabedim. She didn't explain what the fact pattern, right? The fact pattern was a very strange fact pattern. So the rabbis were like, they were scandalized. Like, what? Rabbi Shmuel, you're not honoring your mother? He said, yeah, because I'm not letting her, you know, drink the water that she washed my feet in. So this is a principle that Rav Moshe Feinstein reformulated in a, like a, you know, very beautiful way. He said, you know, ritzonam zehu kivodam, that even if they want to do something very strange, if that's their ratzon, so that becomes a definition of kibud aveim. So it's like a fungible definition, which is tailored to what it is that the people actually want. Okay, so, you know, that principle is actually a very significant principle. And as we said, you sort of see the echoes of that before. If your mother wants to honor you, you know, by, you know, because you're learning Torah and you come home and she wants to get you a glass of water, so, and that's ritzona, so on some level that becomes kivoda as well. Rav Yosef ki avashem akol kare di'imei amar eko mekamei shechina da'asya. So Rav Yosef, when he would hear his mother's footsteps, he would say, let me get up from the shechina which is coming. So again, you're related to, that's part of the Shlosha Shutvin Bo, is his, you know, mother as the plenipotentiary, that's all I used to say, of the Ribono Shalom. So Rabbi Yochanan Ashrei Mishalo Chama'an. So this is hyperbolic, but he says, you know, the standards of Kibud Aveim are so high, praise is the one who didn't, you know, see them. So Rabbi Yochanan Kibartu Imo Meis Aviv Yiladito Mesa Imo. So sort of like the Gemara says about Esther, Hamalka, right? On conception, the father died, and on childbirth, the mother died. V'chein Abaye, the same thing happened to Abaye. So, Ini v'amar Abaye, Emerly Aim, to my mother said this, so how could he possibly know what his mother said if she died in childbirth? So the Gemara says, Hai me Rab Nisei Havi, that was his nanny. So, Ravasi, Havale Ha'ima Zakena. So, it's interesting. The Rambam takes this to be the classical source in terms of Kibud Aveim when there are issues of mental health with parents. I'll read the Rambam in a little bit. So Ravasi Havale Hayima Zakena. So Amrale Baina Tachshitin. So she said, I want jewelry. All right, that was not, you know, in any way indicative of mental imbalance. So Avadla, so he got her that. So Baina Gavra, so she says to him, find me a husband. All right, a little strange. Niyayin Luchas. He says, I'll look into it. Baina Gavra de Shapir Kavasach. She says, I'd like a fellow as handsome as you. So this is already getting a little odd. So Shavka ve'azal haradi Yisrael. So he went to Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is that really permissible? So Shamadika azal abasri. So he heard that mom was following him. So also the kami de Rabbi Yochanan. So he went to the biggest Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, namely Rabbi Yochanan. So Amarlei Mao, let's say some yards lechutz laaretz. Can I make Yerida to get away from my mother who's driving me crazy? So Amarlei Aser. So it's not permissible. So the cross ima Mao. So then he explains, you know, the situation. So Amrlai Eini Yodei. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't know what the proper halacha was. So Israch, which means that he waited a little bit, Pursa, Hadar Asa. So Amrlai, he came back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, I guess, had time to think about it. Asi, Nisrasi, Slaseis, Hamakom, Yachzir, Chol HaShalom. If you want to leave, you can, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should allow you to come back. So Asa Lakam de Rabbi Lazar. So he went to Rabbi Lazar, who was Rabbi Yochanan's closest Talmud, and he told him what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amrlei Chas v'Shalom d'Mal Mirtach Ratach. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is upset with me about this, you know, whole encounter. I don't know. Maybe he thinks that, you know, I was being, impudent by asking such a shaila. So Rabbi Lazar says, well, like, well, what did he say to you? So Amrlei Ma'ay Amr Lecha. So Amrlei Hamakom Yachzir Chol HaShalom, that God should bring you back in peace. Amrlei V'Yimisa D'Rasa Chlova Mevarich Lecha. Sir Blazer says, I wouldn't worry about it. It sounds like he gave you a bracha. Dahachi v'hachi. This is an interesting conclusion. Shama la'arona de ka'asi. So he heard that she wasn't coming alive, but she was coming in a casket for purposes of kura. Amar yadi lo nafki. Had I known, I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't have gone out. Which I think is actually a telling. I think that's actually sort of a telling conclusion to the Gemara. But getting back to Avimi before that, it seems like the Gemara's conclusion, which is that, well, you know, she passed away, and his response was, had I known that this was going to happen, I would have reacted differently. And I think there's a little bit of a message there also, which is that the extent that it's possible, you know, you realize your parents aren't going to be around forever. And even if they're being difficult, you know, there's something to be said for, you know, trying your best. Now, the Rambam has a very interesting way of putting this together. Again, it's sort of, I think an astute reader would definitely pick up on the fact that there are mental health issues here. But the Gemara never says it explicitly. It never says that his mother was, you know, Shota or whatever it is. So I want to read you how the Rambam distills this. So he says, Misha nitrafa daito shel avivo shel imo. Mishtada linog imahem kifi daita machirucham aleihem. You should try. Try to do your best with them in accordance with what their limitations are until God has mercy on them. Which is interesting. You know, unfortunately, a lot of these situations, personality disorders, you know, there aren't any cures for these things. These are lifelong, you know, there are treatments, but, you know, they can't be cured. V'imiaf shalo lamod mipnei shenishtatu biyoser. But if it's impossible, either because they become so deranged or, you know, to make a slight emendation, but the point remains the same, if they're so difficult, right, they're literally, their mental illness is they have such an unbearable personality disorder that they're constantly provoking conflict, and it's just impossible. So you ask somebody else, you could hire an aide, whatever it is, it's less emotionally charged. And the Rambam says that would be the right thing to do. In other words, you can't abandon them in the total sense. You can distance yourself physically because you're never allowed to denigrate your parents. And if you're in a situation where you just cannot successfully perform the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim personally because they're just impossible to deal with, so the appropriate response is to make sure that their needs are addressed and to try to absent yourself because it's impossible for you to remain in a non-conflicted situation with them. Which, I think it's very interesting. And the Rambam thinks that, you know, again, the Rambam never tells you his makor, but, you know, here you see where he's operating from. That's what, you know, the basic idea was that Ravasi sort of absented himself. Though, again, I would say the conclusion of the Gemara is really interesting, where he says, Iyadi lo nafki, right, had I known, I wouldn't have left. It's somewhat ambiguous, but I take that to mean, you know, originally, had I known that my mother's time was so limited, I wouldn't have left in the first place. So Tana Rabbanan, Mechabdo, Bechayev, Mechabdo, Mimoso, Bechayev, Ketzad, Anishma, Dvar, Aviv, L'makom, if you know that your father needs something, Lo Yomar, Shalchuni, Bishvil, Ashmi, you shouldn't say to your, whoever you're with, you know, send me on my own account, Miharuni Bishulatsmi, Pitruni Bishulatsmi, Elakul Bishulaba. So Rashi adds in the caveat, which is very sensible. He says, oh, well, you know, this is in a place where that's going to mean something to them, that they know your father, they respect your father. So the best thing to do is to say, you know, I got to go take care of something for my father. Bimboso Kate said, Ayo Omer Dvar Shmua Mipiv, you're saying a matter of halacha over and, you know, his name, Lo Yomer Kachamer Abba, Elakacham or Abamari, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. Very interesting idea. Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo means I should be an atonement for any punishment that he would suffer post mortem. Next world. Vahani Mile Toch Shne Masar Chodesh. That's only within the first 12 months. Vikan Ve'elach Omer Zichron Levra Chayulam Abba. He should say that, you know, after 12 months, our belief is that there's no longer any, you know, punishment going on. So you shouldn't, you know, offer yourself up as a punishment if your parents aren't, you know, being punished, and you should assume that they're in a good place. So Tana Rabbanan, Chacha Mishana Shem Aviv Shem Rabo, Turgaman Eno Mishana Lo Shem Aviv Lo Shem Rabo. So basically, if you're quoting your father in a drasha, you wouldn't say your father's proper name, right? You would say, you know, Avimori. And the Maturgaman likewise. So Avu Adaman, the Gemara says, what are we talking about? The Maturgaman. Ilema Avu Adamaturgaman, Atu Turgaman Lav Bar Chuvahu. He's not allowed to say his father's name. Elam Rava, Shem Avi Shol Chacham, Shem Rabbo Shol Chacham. Yadam Arbar Vashi, Gavidarish Papirka, Yu Amar Abba Mari, Vamori, Amar Hachi Amar Vashi. So Marbar Vashi, when he gave the Drasha, he would say, you know, Avi Mori said this, and the Turgaman would say, Ravashi, right? So that everybody would know who he was talking about. He doesn't have to say, you know, Abba Mari. Okay, that seems pretty straightforward. So Tana Rabbanan. And again, let's just remind ourselves of the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. So the Rambam makes it very clear that these are sort of Rashi Prakim. But, you know, the point is that there's much more than just these six examples. Ezeu Mora Vezeu Kibud. So Mora Lo Omed Bimekomo. Rashi says we're talking about a place where your father sort of habitually stands. Velo Yoshe Bimekomo, in a seat that is your father's seat. Velo Soser Estevarov. You shouldn't contradict your father, velo machrio, and you shouldn't, if your father's in a dispute with somebody else, you shouldn't even sort of, you know, make yourself appear and sort of come down on your father's side. Right, Rashi says, right, on either side, it sounds like from Rashi, right, you shouldn't, basically what Mora, the idea of Mora is, you don't stand in this place, you don't sit in this place, you don't equate yourself to him. That's the there are a million different potential applications of the idea, but the basic idea is that Yiras Haromus is a recognition that something is elevated, exalted above you. That's why, you know, Mora is in such short supply in our society, because the entire predicate of our society is, you know, everybody's special, which is true in some level, but, you know, hierarchy is so anathema to our culture. So I would say that there's a lot of kibbud that goes on. Kibbud is about drawing close to your parents, right? There's intimacy there. Ma'achil mashka, ma'abish mechasa, bo'tzim machas. I mean, there are a thousand different possible manifestations of it, taking care of them. Our society is very chesed-oriented. So there's a lot of kavod. But our society is extremely anti-authoritarian. Right, autonomy is really the coin of the realm. So, you know, this idea that, you know, what, you're not going to sit in your parents' chair, like, you know, there's some, you know, what, are they better than you are? You know, so that's very strange to people. That's why, you know, you have plenty of people that, you know, call their parents by their first names. And not even in a, they're not even trying to be, Yoni, is it, are they davening? They're not davening, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, yeah, no, I just saw there's some motion. I didn't want Gavi to miss Mark. Okay, so it's a little shocking, but again, it's a, you know, cultural phenomenon. So what the point is that with respect to our parents, it's a kind of a dialectic. On the one hand, kibud is a reflection of the intimacy, and you might even say the love bond, but mora is a very healthy counterweight, right? And honestly, quite similar to our relationship with the Ribono Shalom. There's Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and the Rambam always integrates the two. So, you know, no surprise that in Hilchos Mamrim, I'll just go back to Perek Vav Halach Aleph, I mean, that's exactly the structure you find. Kibud Avim, Mitzvos Aseh Gedola, V'chein Mor Avim. But the Rambam couldn't separate. They each didn't deserve their own halacha. The whole point is that they're meant to be in a constant dialectic. We should be very intimate with our parents. Kavod, ma'achil mashka, ma'abishu mechasem, motziu machnes. But at the same time, that intimacy always has to be with a sense of reverence and hierarchy. It's a very delicate balance. I would say it's more an art than a science. No two parent-child, successful halachic parent-child relationships look exactly the same. But there always has to be this dialectic. You're never your parents' friend. You're always in a subordinate position in the relationship, but it could be much closer than a friend, obviously. There's a sense of existential bonding. So, again, you know, this is what the Gemara is trying to say. When it says, Ezu Mora, but Ezu Kibud. But the Gemara couldn't ask Ezu Mora and then answer it, and then Ezu Kibud and answer it. But even the question per se is an integrated one. So Ibailu. Now when it comes to the finances of it, Mishal Av or Mishal Ben. So the Gemara wants to know Mishal Mi. Who's going to finance Machilo Mashkeo Mechabda? So Rav Yehuda Amar Mishal Ben, Rav Nosson Baroshi Amar Mishal Av, Machlokes, Orle Rabban, Rav Yirmiya, Ve'amri La'Livrei de Rav Yirmiya. It's interesting, either said to Rav Yirmiya's son, Kemanda Amar Mishal Av. So the Balei Tosos point out, this Tosos we should get inside today, probably the previous Tosos will only be able to see tomorrow. This is running up against the clock. So the Balei Tosos paskin that assuming the parents have assets, you should use those first. where the parents' assets get depleted, and sometimes, let's say, you have like a long-term care scenario, or the parents altogether didn't have assets, so that there's actually a chiyuv daraisa to provide mishal ben. That's not like a midas chasidus. So we take a look at Tosos. So early rabbanon the Rabbi Yirmiya k'madam mishalav. So mashma shekach alach v'chein pasuk mishal tos the Rav Achai parshas vayishma yisro pasuk heicha deleis le'av yisla the ben chayev a ben lezon av v'chein pasuk river rabbeinu chananel. So many rishonim held this way. The main law of mammon, Rabbein Yeshlo, the tzarech haben the farnes and mishalo, the lo yeil acher, right? It can't be any less than a general obligation. The kamber benarish and his patta, the rav ichbe lau gavra v'abek minei arba meyazuzei letzdaka. If you can be kofel at tzdaka, so why should your father be any less? V'odem minu yishali Rabbi Yosi halavai the haven kol shmeitzi briuli kahach shekofen es haben lasonas aviv. He says, I wish all of my learning was as clear to me as the halacha that you can compel a son to provide for the parents. V'od rayim hadam rishami de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan, excuse me. Rabbi Yoshia havukazli be'orecha, alahu al-gavra v'kadnashok l'chare de Rabbi Yonasan. So this guy would kiss the feet of Rabbi Yonasan. So amar mai hai. So amrelei da amrelei zeil tz'ok b'vei k'nishta kilomo horesi lo shi'yase kach shi'yifarnesu b'no. Yifarnesu b'no. So he says, the reason this guy is kissing my feet is because I made this whole big scene in the community that they even announced in the shul that Chaim Yankel, this guy's son, should take better care of him and provide for him. So Amalei, am I? So why'd you have to go through this whole song and dance of, you know, making a scene in the shul? Amai lo chichbin mai ichfiye mar. So why don't you just use kfiha? You just beat the living daylights out of him. It's more direct. So Amalei, kigonzo kofin. So he said, you could use kfiha for this, but tmiya. So Amalei, atzricha lakach. But he said, you didn't know that halacha? Perish v'chilo yadat to the kofin, pshit to the kofin. So again, you see like a lot of evidence here, based on this Yerushalmi, that of course you can use kfiya for purposes of getting the kid to provide for the parent. V'odraim Yerushalmi shevesi lamala, kabedes Hashem yehonecha, as we saw the previous abad, im yesho mamon chaya v'im lav pater, v'chibir avayim nemar, kabedes avicha v'asimecha, demashma, ben yeshlohon, ben einlohon, doesn't matter what the financial situation is, right, that you're, you know, have strict liability. Okay. Point is that is the psak halacha. That is the way that we understand in general. If the father has great, use those assets first, then we'd use the assets of the kids. All right, so the Gemara is a little bit more circumspect. So meisvei nemar kavedes avicha v'asimecha v'nemar kavedes Hashem yehonecha, mal ha'olam b'chesron kiss, avkan b'chesron kiss, v'yamart mishalav. So my nafkali mine. So if you say that it's the father's assets, what chesur and kiss is there? It's not your money. So you say the vitzel malacha. Well, there's the opportunity cost. It takes time. So tashma bezachem shnei shutfin avu bino rabbi talmido ponen zelazem meiser shari machilin zelazem meiser meiser shari machin zelazem meiser ani via mart mishal ben dimsa zeporeo chovo mishal aniim. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If you could give meiser ani to your father, so that sounds like a fraud. It's like a scam. You're mechuyev to give to your father anyway. You should give to other aniyim. So lo tzricha lahadafa. So the Gemara answers, no, you're already taking care of your father, but you're giving him ma'aser ani for extra. So yuhachi hainu diktani alam Rabbi Yirmiya tavo me'eru l'mishem achilas aviv ma'aser ani v'ila hadafa ma'naf gamina. So why did Rabbi Yehuda curse somebody who gave his father ma'aser ani? So if yuhachi zila be'milsa, even so, it's not, you know, the most honorable thing to do. So tashma shalos Rabbi Lazar heichan kibud aveim amalei kidei sheyitol arnaki v'zirkeu liyam b'fana v'enu machlimo. He takes a wallet and throws it into the sea, and you don't embarrass him. V'ya mart mishalav, if you'll say that it's only the parents' obligation, so presumably it was his wallet, my nafkale mine. So b'ray liyarsho, the situation where it would have been yours, right? At some point he'll pass away. V'chihad the rabba baravuna, the ravuna kara shirai ba'anpe rabba b'ray. Ravuna was testing his son, and so he tore a shirt in front of him, right? Shirai, a fancy shirt. We're learning this to give Shirai right now. So Amar Ezel Ichzi Rasachilo Rasach. I want to see if my son has worked on the Midav Kas. So the Gemara says, well, how can you do this? Dilma Rasach Vekamar Alif Naivar Lotitain Mechshol. Apparently it's a sin to get angry, which is, I think, very interesting. So Demachol Eliyakare. So you see, the father had already been Mochon as Kavod. Right? He wouldn't get upset. He told, Tosa says that he actually had to tell him this. He'd tell the son this, because otherwise there would be a need for a kapara. Because if you didn't know that your father was mochon as kavod, so then you're getting angry at your father for ripping this would be a violation of kibud avim. V'akavar mishum bal tashchus. What about the bal tashchus problem? All right, so he ripped it on the seam. which means he ripped down the seam. Vidoma mishum hachilo rasach. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's why he didn't get angry. Maybe the kid was really bright and he figured out, oh, he ripped it on the seam. We could put that back together easily. So we say, da'avadle b'shas ritche. He did it when he was already upset. So it was a legitimate test. All right. So the point is, the Balei Tosfos say, to avoid any problem here of a sin of kibud avim, you'd have to have known, you'd actually have to have told him at some point, that I'm mochel in my kavod. Okay, so we have to save this top tosus on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the short little tosus we just did. Maybe we'll kick it up, pick it up there from there tomorrow. Okay, I don't want you to miss Marv. 6:04. Okay.